together with American songwriter, we had the chance to talk to Keydron and his mom, Janetta Bryant.
My brother Sean Olbs of the Eiffels interviewed Keydron and Janetta in their car over Zoom video. It was very touching, and he has a wonderful message and song. If you haven't already heard it, check out this interview. It's amazing.
You can watch the video now on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bringing Back Pod.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Keydron and his mom, Janetta Bryant.
So we're kind of like on the go.
Yeah, I bet you guys are busy.
Yeah.
Hey, Keydron.
Hey.
Good to see you guys. How's, I was actually thinking about it. Right now is probably an interesting time to be blowing up with so much of the music industry kind of working from home. How has that been? Has that been interesting? Do you think that's given you more or maybe less opportunities? Because I feel like it could go either way.
Yeah, exactly. I believe more. We're able to do more because it doesn't take a physical presence. A lot of time you spend a whole bunch of it traveling, you know, we're able to, you know, get on the call for half an hour and that way we're able to do even more interviews and things since it's via, you know, technology versus taking, like I said, a physical presence. So I think we've been able to accomplish a whole lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that with this podcast, I feel like artists are more willing to say yes to certain things because they're like, sure. Yeah. I'll jump on it. I'll be in the car. I'll do an interview there and yeah, on my way to something else. So, you know, it opens up the door to do a lot of other things. Well, Keydron, Janetta, thanks so much for joining us. It's a pleasure. I wanted to say it was funny. I was rewatching some of your performances, Keydron, and I had to stop myself a little bit before this interview because I didn't want to be too emotional while I was talking to you. But that's how moving it is, and I think the combination of your mom's words along with your delivery really creates something really moving and inspiring. So let's just maybe jump right into it. If you guys are ready,
yes.
For those who don't know Keydron, you kind of have a crazy huge song right now called I Just Want to Live. And, it's been posted by Obama, LeBron James, Nas said you were dope. I saw you even a little bit before on Little Big Shots with Melissa McCarthy. You performed on Ellen via phone, I believe, like we were just talking about. It makes it a lot easier to get to different places. You've been cited by Pitchfork and Time, and I think your song last you checked was nearly 3 million views, probably more now. So how's it all been? Do you remember what you were doing or how you felt when you started seeing some of these responses?
It's been just amazing, and I'm just really thankful and grateful for it. And it's been seeing like in the comments, just giving me encouragement, just saying like you're so powerful and just keep using it. And so all like encouragement just to keep me going forward and like keep progressing in my gift and just keep on singing and working hard.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it's been an amazing ride. And Janetta, so I heard in another interview that you wrote this song. It was kind of a meditation almost, or maybe even a therapeutic way for you to just kind of express some of the things you're probably feeling and you were praying about it. And these words kind of came to you and then you gave those words to Keydron and said, hey, why don't you pray on these words for a little bit? And then he came to you. Was that the original idea? Were you like, these are going to be song lyrics and maybe just, you know, pray and then sing them to me? Or tell us a little bit about that story.
You know, I echo what you said, how the song came about. It was in my prayer and my meditation that God gave me these words after we had watched the killing of Mr. Floyd, because I watched that with Kedron and my daughter. We all watched it together. That, of course, numerous, you know, racial profiling killings before that. We had just watched the Ahmaud Arbery, you know, killing, and just so many that led up to that. But when I watched the killing of Mr. Floyd with Kedron and my daughter, and I heard when he cried out for his mother, that really just hit my heart in a special way, because I've always availed myself to my children and Kedron. Like, if you ever need me, call for me and I'm coming. And so I just felt as a mom in that moment, what if that had been Kedron? It very well could have been Kedron. And so I knew that what we are facing now with the rape, racial profiling and killings, that it is so above what we can even understand what is going on. Because for so long, we're wondering why, how much longer, another one. And so I say, God, we need divine intervention. And as a woman of faith, I knew where to go. And so I did. I went into prayer. God, give me something that I can say to my son that can encourage what he has heard and seen so many times. And the Holy Spirit spoke those words to me, and I did give them to Kedron in his devotion time for him to meditate on them and to pray over those lyrics. And he did just that. So definitely through prayer and meditation, we received the words and the power to be able to deliver the message in the manner that it was done.
Well, I think it's hard to argue that that there was a crazy effect from the prayer and you guys mm-hmm. getting together and putting this out. Kedron, what did what got you into singing and music?
I grew up singing. I started singing at the age of 5 or 6 years old. And when I used to just sing in the church and choir. And at 7 years old, that's when I knew that I wanted to be a singer. And I grew up, and that was going to be my career. And I guess this is the start of my career. So I've been singing for a while now. Singing runs in the family. So my whole family sings. So I just always had a passion for music.
Okay, so it seems like your mom's been a great advocate and support for your career thus far. Do you have any other people in your life like that who've kind of helped you get to where you are as far as your love for music and where you're at?
Well, I just put my faith all in God. Also, just I just know that He called me to do this and that I'm ready for it. So I just try to put in the work and. It pays off, as I can see. So I just
hard to argue that. So you says that your love for music kind of runs in the family, and so you had this song, and then eventually it started picking up momentum. Was that when Warner Records kind of came knocking, or were they part of that? Did they see something maybe a little bit before some other people did? And said, "Hey, we can kind of blow this up for you." How did that partnership with Warner Records happen?
When I made the video, I just like on my page, on my Instagram page, I don't just like partner up people. Like, that's what I just normally do. I just make a bunch of singing videos, but I never knew Warner Records at the time, and I posted the video and it went viral, and it's this man that put a beat on it, and he had a connection with Warner Records, and he connected me Warner Records, and we're on Zoom just talking about how Warner Records organization is. And that's when Werner Records said that they wanted to sign me on their label and bring me into the family. So that's how it all came about for Werner Records.
Yeah, it's such a cool story because it was an acapella to begin with, and then for someone to take that acapella and throw the beat on it and for it to blow up the way it did, it's a crazy story. So you know what can we expect next from you? Actually, Jeanette, I did want to ask you because you know this obviously you wrote this these lyrics and then Kedron sang them and it was such a big reaction. Have you written songs before? Was this something that you've always been interested in?
It hasn't been something that I've always been interested in. I had other dreams and aspirations. But maybe like in the last year, I found myself like writing songs. But I mean, they're all on paper, you know, in a journal. And so I guess now I said, wow, maybe, you know, sometimes you just never really know. I didn't like set out to be this person, but I do know that even in my calling, my ministerial calling, that God speaks to me and gives me things that I tend to jot them down. And so it's a newfound calling on my life, you know, I would say. So even at the age of 38, I'm still learning like who I am, you know, and my purpose on earth. And I feel that this is definitely one that has been revealed and uncovered and discovered. So I'm thankful for it.
So, so Kedron, have you been talking to your mom about writing some new stuff and then you guys are going to collab again? Is that the plan?
I'm in LA right now, actually working on an album. So yeah, I'm working on an album and I'm shooting the music video for I Just Want to Live. So I'm just working on some songs right now.
Great. All right. So Jeanetta, you got some new stuff cooking?
Yes.
All right. So you guys are just down the street. I'm in Los Angeles right now too. So we're not too far despite us being on a Zoom call. So I gotta say, I think it's pretty awesome, Kedron, that Werner Records is donating 100% of the net profits to the NAACP for this record. And I heard Amazon donated proceeds from the streams on Juneteenth as well. And last you checked it racked up over $50,000, which is a crazy contribution. How's it feel to have made such an impact, both you know socially and now financially?
I'm just getting really grateful and thanking me this opportunity. So it's just been great. I'm just really grateful for all of it and for what's to come in the future.
Well, hey, I love the message of equality and love that you guys are spreading. So keep doing it. We do have a last question that we like to ask all of our artists. And I know you're just getting started, Kedron, but I think you've already had a lot of experiences that a lot of aspiring artists probably haven't even had or may not even dreamed of yet. But what advice would you give to aspiring artists?
Just always just keep the faith in you and always keep the faith in God because you can do things that you might never even dream of. So I would just say just to keep on walking with faith and keep your head up and never doubt yourself and just always trust in God because he will guide you through the right path and just keep on holding on and keep on putting in the work. May feel through with the paths and you may have some hard times, but just keep pushing and keep progressing your gift.
Great. Thanks, Kedron. Those are great words. Jeanetta, any advice for aspiring artists? I mean, you yourself went from not even expecting to be doing this to actually, you know, doing this on a level that some would only dream. So do you have any advice for aspiring artists?
Yes, I would like to just encourage you to never give up. It's never too late. Keep reaching, keep digging, keep believing in yourself. And even the newly things that you discover by your, about yourself as you go through life's journey, be open and welcome to the new things that you will learn about who you are, because self-discovery is ongoing. And I can attest to that, and that I didn't foresee this for myself. However, there was that gift was there that I didn't even know about. And so always just be attentive and pay attention to yourself. And there's so much more in you than you probably even think. So don't be afraid of the unknown and new things. Embrace them.